Welcome to Manager Tools. This is Sarah.
And I'm Mark.
Today's podcast, See One, Do One, Teach One, Part 1 of 1.
The questions these cast answers are, how can I develop my team more quickly? What can I do to get my top performers promoted? And how can I get more out of my team generally?
If you want answers to these questions and more, keep listening.
We're now hosting in-person public effective senior manager trainings, and we've got two this year. Sign up for DC November 6th or Silicon Valley December 4th for our ESMC. This is Manager Tools 2.0. Now that you're an effective manager, learn the next steps. If you want to gain a promotion or just learn how to handle managing at the upper levels, the effective senior manager may be for you. Sign up at manager-tools.com/training.
A lot of managers blame their lack of ability to get their directs promoted on slow, bureaucratic promotions processes that exist within...
Yes, they do.
Oh, so many companies. And none of those problems aren't real. I mean, they are real.
They're totally
problems.
Real.
Exactly. But the only way you can really make that complaint a legitimate complaint is to make sure, without any doubt whatsoever, that your direct or your directs truly are ready. And most managers don't do that well enough. And sometimes we blame the system, but most of the time we haven't developed our directs fast enough or fully enough to have them promoted.
Don't throw stones if you live in a glass house, right? Let he who be without sin cast the first stone. Don't be complaining about other people's stuff unless your stuff is in a tight little bag. And when it comes to development, speed matters. And yet, interestingly, when you think about management, most people would say a manager is a pretty highly technical slash complex set of skills. It's an advanced set of skills within society. But medical schools get young professionals, younger than many of our directs, and they get them ready to diagnose, ready to prescribe, even do surgery very quickly in medical schools. In fact, up until the modern use of simulations, which has only happened thanks to technology in the last 20 years or so, before that, the technique known as see one, do one, teach one was the most well-known and effective technique for teaching new skills in highly complex situations, much more complex than management, for over 100 years. It was a given. Doctors and residents and interns and medical students would all joke and say, see one, do one, teach one. I heard it once in a bar outside a medical school in Virginia. They were saying, if you don't know how to play this drinking game, see one, do one, teach one. It's a totally great way to speed up the process of turning a smart young student into a competent medical professional. And again, it is still in use today. Yeah, simulations are there, but see one, do one, teach one happens all the time in teaching hospitals and in medical practices all over the country and the world.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And folks, we managers, before there are simulations we can use, ought to be learning from every source we can of ways to quickly develop our directs. And this practice, this see one, do one, teach one, can be immediately useful to virtually all managers immediately starting today. It's not something that's reserved for the medical practice. This can work for all of us all of the time, and therefore we ought to start using it.
Yeah. So here's the outline. First, we're going to lay out the concept, see one, do one, teach one. Then we're going to tell you about the process, delegate, and then see, and then do, and then teach. And the last point we're going to make is you're going to have to tolerate more mistakes. Fast development means more mistakes early, but mistakes are learning opportunities. And so that means you're going to have to give more feedback. So for some of you, you might as well stop listening because you haven't even tried to give feedback, aren't going to give feedback, never going to do it. You're too worried about it. While in fact, at the same time, complaining that your boss doesn't give you any. The old middleman test, which we'll recur to later in this guidance.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's start with the concept, the see one, do one, teach one concept. And folks, as Mark mentioned, for several decades before the emergence of impressive simulation hardware and software in order to train medical students and inexperienced doctors used the see one, do one, teach one way of skill development. parts of advanced military organizations all over the world, particularly those in more demanding special operations type situations, used this technique as well in both cases. In both cases, high performance was required, as you can imagine. I mean, it's surgery after all, but standard repetitive testing and training was far too slow to bring folks up to speed quickly enough to actually aid us.
Yeah. Medical schools and hospital training programs have been using C1D, Do One, Teach One for over 100 years. It's sad to think, really, that very few managers have ever even heard of it, let alone thought that a technique from medical school could be transferable to non-medical professionals. That's one of the reasons why I'm always interested in training techniques, because training techniques, if you focus on just the training process, are portable. They're portable across industries, across very different industries like the medical profession, which we all hold generally in exceptionally high regard because the complexity of being a doctor is, or even a nurse, is astounding to most managers. And most of us say, yeah, I couldn't do that. But the idea is completely transferable to professionals, managers today.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's a simple concept. One that any of us can use. See One, Do One, Teach One relies on the fundamental premise of all adult learning, known as andragogy. How do I say that word?
Andragogy.
Andragogy. Thank you. Thank you. Andragogy teaches us that adults learn by doing. This is distinguished from child development, known as pedagogy. Pedagogy is based on structured classroom learning, the way we all experienced learning when we were kids. Right? It's the way we learn in our classrooms.
Yeah. There are very few manager behaviors that a direct cannot watch you do, even though the majority of managers think that what they do is private or different or confidential. But folks, I'm telling you, this is not so. It's a common misconception and it's wrong. And in fact, if it's common, it's usually a misconception. The best way to create future manager and leaders, the second most important responsibility of executives. The first responsibility of executives is to grow results. The second responsibility of executives is to grow future leaders, develop future leaders. So the best way we can think of is to have them watch you do it, then have them do it without 500 hours of training and a week away or something like that. So they do it and then have them know it well enough to teach someone else how to do it. That's it. That's see one, do one, teach one.
Yeah. Easy concept. Which takes us then to the process. Delegate, see, do, teach. So see one, do one, teach one takes the andragogy model, learning by doing, and speeds it up, essentially, breaking it up into three phases. Watch it done, do it, and then teach it to someone else. And these three phases work great for teaching your directs their existing job, inclusive of new tasks and new responsibilities. We add delegation as an initial step to remind you that to teach your directs your responsibilities, you only need to have them see, do, and teach one time in order to be fully proficient.
Yeah. And so if it's something that you do, you've got to delegate it to them, and then you run them through the see one, do one, teach one, and you're there.
Mm-hmm.
So a little bit more detail. See one means after some basic instruction, not complex, not comprehensive. We're trying to go fast here, folks. And by the way, we're going to come back to this, but we're relying on trust an awful lot. Speed requires trust, okay? So after some basic instruction, the learner, in our case, you're direct most often, but you could apply it to anybody, watches the teacher or the instructor or their boss as they do the task they're teaching. But keep in mind, you could have delegated running your meeting to somebody else on your team, your number two, and they could be the one that uses see one, do one, teach one to teach someone else, okay? So you do not need to be the one showing your direct how the task is done. That's why we said teacher, instructor, boss, and not just boss. Have one of your competent directs in the task show the learning direct the task, okay? This is another benefit of this simple model. You, quote unquote, you, meaning you as a manager being responsible but not actually doing, can develop more of your people by relying on more your more competent directs to run your other directs through C1, Do One, Teach One.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And folks, we don't want to get too recursive here, but that means you're probably going to have to delegate one or two things to your more competent, higher performing directs, if you will, through the See, Do, Teach process so that they can understand this See, Do, Learn learning process.
See, Do, Teach.
See, Do, Teach learning process separate from the process or task that they're teaching. So you have to teach them the process and then teach them the task, essentially. Yeah.
And the task could be running a meeting, creating a report, developing a decision brief, doing a pre-wire, delivering a performance review. Yes, even a performance review. Creating a development plan. Yes, even creating a development plan. You're responsible for it being created, but you don't have to be the one that actually creates it. Managing a budget, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The use cases for C1, Do One, Teach One are basically nearly endless for us managers.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And folks, just starting the process is where most managers fail in our development responsibilities, because too many of us think that we have to create a whole lesson plan. And folks, I mean, why wouldn't we? It's a mistaken holdover from pedagogy, but that's how we learned many of the things we learned. So we think,
in order to teach them,
I have
to be a teacher.
Exactly.
The way I know all the teachers who taught me before.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Look, in case you're wondering about the scope of C1, D1, Teach One, consider having one of your more competent directs, perhaps a future manager, sit through one of the performance reviews you deliver to one of their colleagues. Now, look, folks, most managers quail at this, but this is completely and utterly reasonable to do. Now, I'm not suggesting you tell everybody up the chain of command you're doing it, because sooner or later you'll find somebody, and maybe likely an HR, say, oh, no, you can't do that. The manager has to deliver it. Well, okay, maybe you can sit in when it's actually delivered. And by the way, when I talk about the review, I mean preparing for it and writing it and delivering it and so on. Yeah. And you'll have to tell the direct who's getting the review there'll be one of their peers in the room seeing how you deliver it. You're probably thinking this isn't done, but it is. It's been done for decades. I remember seeing my first review at Procter & Gamble because my boss was reviewing one of my peers. Now, it was very clear at that point that I was going to become my boss, but my peer said, yeah, no problem. You know, and by the way, the first one I saw was likely to be a future manager and later went on to be a very successful future manager there. And think of it this way. Why should we have a new manager deliver their first tranche of performance reviews, never having seen one other than receiving it or done one before? It reminds me of interviewing. I can interview this candidate because I've been interviewed before. I find that bizarre. That's like saying, because you know how to throw a baseball, therefore you know how to hit one. That means that because you understand one thing, therefore, by definition, you can understand something else that's related to it. Just because you're on the receiving end of something doesn't mean you understand the delivering end of it.
Yeah, which absolutely explains, at least in part, why so many performance reviews are delivered poorly, because none of us saw it, besides receiving, none of us saw it pre-delivering it ourselves.
Exactly.
It's not a continuation of human knowledge, because we're not passing that knowledge down when you're not allowing people to see one.
Yeah.
The next then step is do one, which I think kind of explains itself. Your direct actually does the task that you have previously shown them. So yes, in the example of a performance review, you could have a highly competent direct deliver a review to one of their peers for you. And I know you're thinking that's impossible. That just can't be done.
Yeah. And we chose that as a particularly high bar to give you an idea. You may argue about this one. You're wrong, but you're welcome to argue it. And maybe you can show us, although I bet you can't, something in the manual that says you have to be the one that delivers it. But there are 1,000 other things that are less important, less critical, less sensitive than that, that you could use C1, Do One, Teach One on. And we started with something fairly cloaked in confidentiality and individuality and so on. But I've seen it done. I've taught other managers in my organization how to do it and watch them flourish because they got to do one before they actually had to do one for the money.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And folks, sure, maybe you'd want to be there in case something went wrong on their first do, if you will, but it's not necessary in many cases.
Yeah.
And you might choose to meet with the review direct afterward to provide your own insight because you weren't there for some of the conversations. Sure, maybe you would. But again, to Mark's point, this is a very challenging example to prove to you it can be done. So imagine the wealth of things that also can be done.
Those of you who are licensees, and if you're not a licensee, I encourage you to be one because the benefits far outweigh the cost. But if you're licensees, you've been getting things we think for years, or things I think for years before that. I talked to somebody the other day, I think it was Tim Hill, who has been a licensee or been part of our community for 19 years. He's been listening for 20 years. And those of you who are familiar with things we think, we talk a lot about creativity and innovation in there because everybody in the popular management world says, oh, you got to be creative, you got to be innovative. And then we think that somebody who invented the touchscreen keyboard on an iPhone, that's creativity or innovation. No, you have creativity and innovation in your own job. Mm-hmm. You can change the way things are done. And you might think, oh, I'm worried there'll be political headwinds or so on. Well, try it. Test the headwinds. I suspect you'll get nothing. You won't even get a breath of air in your direction. Most bosses don't really care what you're doing a great deal with your directs. As long as you're delivering results and you're retaining your people, they're going to give you a good bit of leeway. And I just hear managers, oh, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that. And then I talk to their boss and they said, sure, you could do that. I don't have any problems. She does that. It's totally fine. If she thinks it works, she's tried. If it doesn't work, she should stop doing it.
The Effective Executive Team Workshop, designed exclusively for up to 15 senior leaders and leadership team members. This Effective Executive Team Workshop focuses on driving organizational growth while developing future leadership. The high-impact session is personally delivered by Mark Horseman, co-founder and board member of Manager Tools. Workshop objectives include strategy, operations, and people systems with an optional add-on of team coaching sessions post-workshop to reinforce implementation. Ideal for organizations committed to long-term growth. Contact Maggie at customerservice@managertools.com to learn more and reserve your 2025 date.
Which takes us then to the last step, which is Teach One. And Teach One is really what makes the model so powerful.
Everyone thinks it's the one part, C1, do one, teach one, not C12, do 25, finally after 6 months, teach one. No, it's the teaching that really makes it possible for the ones in this process.
Exactly. And folks, in order to teach someone else how to do something, you have to really, truly understand it. And most professionals think that doing something is enough, that that's proof of enough learning or enough understanding. But it's really teaching someone else where you really begin to master all the details of doing a task yourself. You can't simply do, but you must explain what you did and why you did it. And it's the why that makes the teach one step valuable. Doing something by rote is not enough to qualify someone to teach it to other people. It's the doing that gives them the why, but communicating the why to someone else that really cements that knowledge for the teacher.
Well, take me, for example. I've been teaching management for 30 years, and I'm still learning about it.
Mm-hmm.
I often tell the story of there's a simple math challenge or problem, which is there's a pond, and it has one lily pad in it. And every day, the number of lily pads in the pond doubles. So on day two, there are two. On day three, there are four. On day four, there are eight, and so on. It takes 30 days to fill up the pond. How long does it take to fill up half the pond? The answer is 29 days. The day before the pond is filled, it's half filled. And the point is you learn a little bit and you learn a little bit more and then you learn a little bit more. And as you're learning, you're putting that together with other knowledge, and there's some alchemy that happens there, and you get offshoots of that, and you realize, oh, that means this, and that means that, and so on. And suddenly, your learning accelerates, and you get insights. You go from learning, the understanding of something, to insights. And it's when you have insights that you can really start helping other people understand what they'll be doing. So, next item. You will have to tolerate more mistakes and give feedback. And as I said earlier, this is where some of you are going to go, I don't think I want to do that. And what I would suggest to you is if you have aspirations of growing career-wise, of climbing the chain of authority, the chain of leadership, you better be worried that somebody else is going to do one, teach one, develop their directs faster, get their people promoted more. And as we said before, the reason managers get promoted is because their directs get promoted. That's a key indicator to the executives who think about junior executives that you get that your job is to develop people enough so the company has more talent and it has more resources available to fill openings above those people. Mm-hmm. So, the accelerated model of development, see one, do one, teach one, without long training session means that your directs are going to make more mistakes early on. But again, it is far better for your directs to make those mistakes with you as air cover above them. Nobody's going to know that they made the mistake in 90% of the cases, rather than if they were to learn how to do this thing when they became a manager at your level, when the stakes are much higher, where now they're literally not doing their job. The beauty of delegation is when you ask someone to take over a part of your job, they're doing something additional. There's more leeway. There's more understanding that that's not really a thing that normally would happen in your level. So we're going to give you a little bit of grace. If they start making mistakes, this is one of the fundamental problems with people who get promoted to manager who haven't been delegated to. They take over the job. It's all new and they fail and they lose their job because they're a bad manager. But it's the person who didn't delegate to them is the one that's really at fault. And companies always miss that. And it's a terrible, terrible thing. So it's also better for them to learn under your air cover compared to a new manager who probably doesn't understand manager tool stuff, doesn't do one-on-ones, hasn't built trust, doesn't know how to do feedback, doesn't know how to deliver it, hasn't delivered it before, and thinks all feedback is inherently negative.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And folks, sure, there'll be more mistakes, but the fact is the world is accelerating. Things are getting faster. It was accelerating before computers and before the internet and before smartphones, and all of those things contribute to this increase in acceleration. And now AI is going to be demanding yet even more acceleration and speed in this process. And the idea that we can all use child teaching techniques, like classroom teaching, essentially, rather than the adult learning model is completely unsustainable. It doesn't work. It's already broken, frankly, and it just breaks further the longer we try to insist this is the way.
Now, some of you are smart enough to realize, wait a minute, this is a training company. We do more than just training, obviously, but this is a training company, and they're saying, well, I shouldn't train my people. There are some things that you certainly need training on, a baseline of training, and one day of training isn't too much to ask. But even that said, we have managers call us and say, hey, look, I want to roll the Trinity out to my directs. I'm a senior manager. I'm a director now. I want to roll it out to my directs. You know, can you come and train my directs? I said, just to be clear, you don't have to. And I've actually used the see one, do one, teach one with them. I said, your directs have been doing one-on-ones. They've been watching you. Have them listen to some podcasts. Have them start doing one-on-ones. Well, they may not be very good. Dude, you weren't very good. The first time we do anything, we're terrible at it. So what see one, do one, teach one will cause is accelerated development. That will also come with more failures. And that is how adults learn, by doing and trying and failing and figuring it out and doing it again. Again, I just mentioned one-on-ones. Many of you do them now. You likely learn it from us, listening or reading show notes. And then you actually had to do it. And your first one-on-ones were terrible compared to how well you can do them today. Why are we tolerating the promotion of people who have not done these things into roles that require them to do them with their job depending on it? It's not smart. It's not sustainable for your organization. So somebody has to speed up development. And I know there are people out there listening who say, yeah, I think you're right. I get it. Well, here's your tool. See one, do one, teach one.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So you'll delegate using see one, do one, teach one, and mistakes are going to occur. And that's okay. In fact, I would suggest it's good. Exactly. They're occurring privately on your team, and your people are learning. There's no massive development plan
that you have to run by HR. Yeah,
exactly. Formal documentation, training scheduling, training costs, all the things that slow down learning. Just give your folks a new task, show them how, let them do it, give them feedback, and let them do it. But
again.
Exactly. Let them do it again. But not too much. Remember, it's supposed to be due one until they can teach someone else.
Yeah. For many of us in the Manager Tools community, this is where the model can break. Folks, just to be clear, we're going to be blunt. This is reality tools. It's not fantasy tools. If you're not willing to give feedback, both positive and negative. And by the way, the fact they're doing something, that's positive feedback right there. Something new, more positive feedback. The fact that they didn't screw up this or this or this, that's all positive feedback. They'll make mistakes. And if you give more positive, they'll tolerate more negative. But if you're not willing to give feedback, which is how teaching happens with the adult learning model, hey, you messed this up, your direct's development is going to be slower.
Mm-hmm. But folks, remember the middleman test. Mark referred to it earlier in this cast. And if you've not heard the podcast on it, go listen, Manager Tools Middleman Test. Suppose your boss said to you, look, I'm going to delegate something to you you haven't done before. I know you can do it, but like everything else, the first few times you do it, you're going to think you're terrible. But the only way out of development plans is through them, through doing. So we're going to quickly do this. I'm going to use see one, do one, teach one. Here's how it's going to work. I'm going to have you listen to a couple of podcasts on running a meeting. If you want, I'll give you some detailed show notes if you prefer to read versus listen to a podcast. You can listen or read before our next staff meeting. You're then going to watch me run my next staff meeting. That's the see one part. Then you're going to run our very next staff meeting. You'll need to prepare a little, but honestly, it's not rocket science. I'll be there and I'll give you positive and negative feedback about how you did, good and bad. I don't care if it runs as smoothly as mine. You never saw me run my first meeting, but I was probably just as bad as you're going to be. And that's fine. I don't care. I only care that you're learning. If anybody complains, I'll talk to them and I'll tell them that this is how learning happens, by doing. The people who avoid doing stuff until they think they can be perfect at it don't get very far in this life. As the saying goes, the learn-it-all always beats the know-it-all. And then ultimately, once you've run a couple of meetings, you're going to use the exact same see one, do one, teach one technique. I've got a podcast for that too, by the way, to someone else on the team. And you'll discover that the teach one part of this model is where you really start learning. Having to teach someone else really makes you think about what you've learned, and you'll actually learn more, and it will make you better at the doing stuff. At the same time, that someone else is getting ready to do the see one part. And you'll have two new skills for the rest of your career: running meetings and see one, do one, teach one.
Hooah, that's a great speech. That's one of the things I love about Manager Tools. People write to us all the time and say, thank you for the speech. I wouldn't have known how to say it. So there's your speech, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just summarize. If you want to accelerate the development of your team, and you should, see one, do one, teach one is a powerful tool. More your team will become more skilled, and more of them will learn how to develop others. If you have any interest in becoming an executive where developing leaders is required, this is a core skill.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Mark.
Oh, my pleasure, sir. A lot of fun.
Thanks so much for joining us, folks. We hope this helped you. Now help us help others and tell your friends. And of course, follow, rate, and review our podcast. And remember, 5 stars only, please. Bye, everyone.